Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
All right, and as always, it is such a pleasure. I look forward to our little session every week now here on Travel Talk, I have to say, because you're always, well, you're always such a ray of positive energy and looking forward to the future, and you always have some good stuff to share with us. So this week, we are continuing our series on planning for the future when we eventually get back to traveling, and an alternative bucket list to beat the crowds.
Thank you for that lovely introduction, by the way. My friend Dahi O'Shea on RT calls me Mr. Sunshine, so that's lovely. So I quite like that, Carol. Thank you. We need to be a bit upbeat at the moment. And yes, an alternative bucket list to beat the crowds after COVID. So we're trying to keep our spirits up indeed. So I've traveled a lot around the north of Spain, and you know, some things that are a little bit different. And there's a great place up there, you know, as you come in from Galicia, called Asturias. And it's really, really nice. Now, again, we're looking at here sort of beautiful cities. Spain, of course, is such a country that you can discover so many things, like the beaches, the buzz of places like, you know, Barcelona. Asturias, for example, Carol, is a very outdoorsy kind of paradise, lovely landscapes, kind of a bit of a fairy tale place in a way. They've gorgeous reserves there, biosphere reserves. They've an amazing forest, which is incredible there. Kind of one of those jaw-dropper type forests, perfect for hiking. They have a beautiful mountain range as well, the Picos de Europa. Now, that would rival any beautiful mountains on the planet, really. Gorgeous alpine scenes, Carol, like, you know, killer peaks, beautiful cable cars, gorgeous accommodation. And, you know, you'll be talking about a lot of cheaper stuff there as well. They've lovely modernist hotels there as well. It's a place that wouldn't be hugely popular, wouldn't be on the list for lots of Irish people, but it wouldn't be like, you know, your common place to go, like Malaga or Andalusia. But it's absolutely wonderful and a really beautiful place. Now, when things get back to normal again, you know, like Ryanair fly there, Santander. Alternatively, you can connect through Madrid and you'd fly to Oviedo. But this is really beautiful, and it's Asturias, Carol, in the north. And again, a wonderful alternative if you've done Barcelona and a lot of the other parts of Spain. Absolutely magnificent. So really, really nice. Now, for people as well, Carol, that have been visiting Iceland became very, very popular, and it was really, really served by loads of flights as well, which was great. Now, Swedish Lapland, like a lot of people would have heard of Finnish Lapland, you know, for Santa Claus and stuff like that. But Sweden is absolutely beautiful as well. And they have this magical Nordic region up there called Swedish Lapland. And it's a real bucket list territory, Carl, as well. You're talking snow-covered landscapes, otherworld wilderness. They've huge log cabins, these big long houses that they just leave there, covered in reindeer fur and reindeer skins, and anybody can just stop there, go in, light fires, cook your food. It's very open and very friendly, so you know, you can walk anywhere you like there. You're looking at 50 degrees north, and if you want to splash out on something exciting, you can do beautiful hot air balloon rides over Swedish Lapland, dog sledding in the snow. You can stay in floating cabins in Arctic Baths as well, one of those amazing hotels up there. There's a company, Carol, called Adams and Butler. And yes, the name sounds very posh, and indeed they are quite posh.
I was just going to say, just going to use my favourite word here, gorgeous as all this sounds, it does sound a bit spendy.
There we go. I'm so happy to hear that word. First time you've used it in 2021. Lovely, Carol. Spendy is exactly what this is. And a lot of people, I think, will be dying to be a bit spendy, Carol, after COVID. So I think they're going to be delighted to do. But anyway, it's about 3,500. But listen, this is a sort of a Swedish Aurora glamping and Arctic wellness trip. So, you know, this is kind of serious bucket list stuff, just to say it. And if you do have a look on the website, just to whet your appetite, it's really, really nice. And one other one, Carol, I just wanted to mention as well. A lot of people have gone to California over the years. And of course, it's very, very popular. But a lot of people may not know, you might know it, Oregon. Now, Oregon is absolutely beautiful. Now, if you're a bit skittish about getting back out into, you know, normal travel again, I think an RV road trip, Carol, to Oregon would just be amazing. It's a really beautiful place. It's got vineyards, lava fields, mountains. Again, it's kind of a perfect stomping ground for a road trip. They have things there like the Crater Lake, Cascade Mountains, Columbia River Gorge. You're talking big, beautiful open landscapes. And of course, you know, the rivers there, if you like fishing and nature, it's absolutely stunning. And then, of course, when you're there, you can't miss the Oregon Classic. They call them voodoo donuts when you're up there as well, which you have to discover. And of course, they have maple bacon. You know, the famous maple bacon is from there as well. Now, just to give you an idea, there's a 10-night Wonders of Oregon trip, Carol, which only costs about $15.99, and that includes flights from Dublin with American Sky, and that actually is really good value. You think about a 10-night Wonder of Oregon trip, $15.99 per person, and again americansky.ie. and when things come back, it's one place on my list that I really wanted to do: Oregon and Montana. A river runs through it, of course, but that would be just something different. And here, what I wanted to talk about today, Carol, really was just doing things that might be just a little bit different and not sort of as busy, and just something to have a look at that, you know, would be off the beaten track slightly, but yet absolutely stunning.
Well, I have to say, as somebody who has been to Oregon, I can highly recommend it. It is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful state. And if you love music and things maybe slightly a little bit different and off the wall, and dare I say, perhaps a bit bohemian as well, it'll be right up your street. So I would go back to Oregon in a heartbeat. I do have this kind of wish list myself, Ed, of hiring, you know, a camper van and just spending 6 months going across America. I think that if I had the time and the money, that would probably be my first thing to do. I would love to do that. Love to do it.
Well, listen, I'm very on for that, right? We could maybe cut it down to 4 months, and we could broadcast. we could put a dish on the roof and we could be broadcasting away. I think it would be fabulous, Carol. Portland, Oregon, of course, famous for all these wonderful alternative festivals, you know, when things come back again, and alternative lifestyle, and very, as you said there, very hippie-ish, off the wall, wonderful alternative type people. So that would be a great place to start off. Yeah, but I'd be on for that, Carol, no problem. I'm free at the moment, by the way.
That's the problem. We're all kind of free at the moment, but we don't have the money. We certainly don't have the wherewithal to be able to go anywhere. So hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed anyway. And then we'll all go.
Fantastic.
All right, Ed, you're going to put all that information up on the Travel Talk website for us. And again, as always, if you listening have any questions for Ed, please do send them in. He's always more than happy to answer them for you. Ed@traveltalk.ie. And Ed, we will continue on our bucket list to beat the crowds when you return next Saturday.
Brilliant, Carol. Have a lovely weekend.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.